The co-founder of the Pensacola-based Sean's Outpost is set to leave on Wednesday on a nationwide walk to call attention to the plight of the homeless. Jason King sat down with WUWF's Dave Dunwoody to talk about the group's mission.
Jason, how did Sean's Outpost get started, and how did it get its name?
It's kind of a crappy story. Sean's Outpost is named after Sean Dugas. He was my best friend. He was a local reporter for the PNJ here, and he was murdered in 2012 in cold blood. It was devastating to my family, and my wife and I actually basically found out about it on CNN because it was had a lot of national news coverage. And for months, we struggled with the idea of what we could do to keep the memorial of someone so special to us alive. Sean was always one of those people who was kind to you no matter who you were. He didn't care what your station was in life. He wanted to talk to you. He wanted to know what your story was. So sort of some of my first interactions with the homeless were Sean just being like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, why don't you tell me about yourself? And I would sort of be like, whoa, what are you doing, Sean? Like, these are homeless dudes. We're supposed to fear them. And Sean just like, yeah, no, let's go talk to all these awesome guys. So in February of last year, St. Benedict's Mission was closing down, and they had been helping the homeless here for about 8 years. And we just knew there was going to be this hole in the homeless outreach here in Pensacola. So my wife and I said, hey, you know, we could step up. We could start doing like a meal a week or something, you know, just to sort of keep that support going. You know how the rabbit hole goes. You start doing one thing and then you start breaking down your stereotypes of what makes somebody homeless and how wonderful these people are and how much compassion and humanity they just need. You know, they just need someone to treat them like a human being. And so now, almost a year later, we've fed 30,000 meals to the homeless here. We do 9 meals a week. We've built sort of this awesome base of support here for the homeless.
Before we get to your planned run, let's talk about Satoshi Forest. You've been doing a lot of work with that since acquiring the land. How do you propose to turn it into a homeless sanctuary?
Satoshi Forest is it's about 9 acres over off of Massachusetts Avenue, 1999 Massachusetts Avenue. It's this beautiful old oak forest that kind of butts up to some pretty wetlands. It's been blighted in Pensacola. It's been basically an illegal dumping ground for the last 10 years or so. There's just, you know, when we purchased it, there was just trash all over the property. And, you know, runoff problems from the neighborhoods have sort of messed up the wetlands there pretty bad. So we said, you know what we could do? We could come in, we could buy this property. We could clean it up. We removed tons of garbage from it. And we could create a primitive sort of campground there. And then we could allow homeless people that don't have anywhere else to go to stay there and, you know, free of charge. And we thought that this was just a great, you know, solution to a huge problem here is we have over 1,000 homeless on the streets of Escambia County, and we have 30 shelter beds. You don't have to have collegiate level mathematics to understand that that's a real problem. So since we have terrible laws here in the county and in the city about being homeless, it's illegal to camp on public property. It's illegal to panhandle. It's illegal to clean yourself in a public restroom. We said, well, you know, we're a private organization. Why don't we come up with a private solution to this, you know, sort of take some of the burden off the taxpayer? And that's where Satoshi Forest comes in. It's a homeless sanctuary, and it's a nature preserve, and we love it.
The upcoming efforts to get permitting from the county, just how much of an uphill battle is this going to be?
Well, they're going to make it very difficult for us with all of this. There's really poor sentiment in government here for the homeless. That's why we have these ordinances that are so disparaging. But at the end of the day, and even Councilman Grover Robinson basically said, at the end of the day, we're going to follow the permitting guidelines, and eventually we're going to get a permit as a campground there. I understand people have concerns about the homeless, but our property is zoned commercial too. Like, a campground is a permitted purpose for it. They have objective guidelines we need to meet. We're going to meet all those objective guidelines. And at the end of the day, we're going to be a campground.
You get the permits, you get people moving in there. What rules will be in place regarding shelters and conduct and like that?
We have a zero tolerance for violence, and we have a zero tolerance for drugs. I mean, like, nothing. If there's a hint of that going on, you have to leave. The area that we're in, the neighborhoods, actually have a fairly decent drug problem. When we cleared Satoshi Forest, we actually found 18 crack pipes out there, stuff that we were clearing out. This property had been being used for people that could go back into sort of this shaded off area and do drugs and do illicit activities, and we are putting a complete stop to that. And we just believe in people's ability to police themselves, that they don't need a watchdog there all the time.
Now to the run.
So I think it's 3,214 miles, and it's from Miami Beach, Florida to San Francisco, California. And
how did you get this idea?
Well, it's two things. Sean's Outpost is pretty much Bitcoin-based. Like, we're one of the first and now the largest Bitcoin-based charity in the world. We think Bitcoin is going to solve a lot of problems for people. There's a lot of people that are unbanked or underbanked here and, you know, have issues with that. And I think Bitcoin is going to solve a lot of those problems. But core to me is that we have a homeless epidemic in America. People don't realize the scope of it is that in the year, 3.6 million Americans are going to find themselves homeless at least one night. You know, 1.6 million every night. That's 1 in 100 Americans is going to experience homelessness this year, which is just astronomical. And I don't think that we're incompassionate as people. I think that people are unaware. Homelessness isn't sexy. You know, it's not cool like Save the Dogs or something like that. You know, cute little pictures of seals. You know, homelessness is hard to look at. And I think that's where a lot of the resentment toward the homeless come from, is it's hard to deal with as people that we have marginalized this group of people so badly. So I'm going to do a stupid spectacle. I'm going to run across the whole dang country and raise awareness for it and just get people talking about it, about the issues and how simple the solutions are for it. Is homelessness is a very complex problem, but my daughter is diabetic and diabetes is a very complex problem, right? But it also has a very complex solution. We've known the solution to homelessness and hunger literally for millennia. Like, it's a house and food. We throw away enough food in this country every day to feed everyone in the world. And, you know, and we have a surplus of housing here. So it's like, we're not stupid. We can figure out a way to do this. I just think that we need to realize that it's a problem, realize the scale of the problem, and start talking about it, and then we can come together with some real solutions for it.
What route are you going to take?
I'm going to go I-10. I mean, obviously not running on I-10. That would probably be really stupid and dangerous, but come up to it, run back through Pensacola, you know, run Louisiana, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, up into California.
How many miles a day do you think you can log?
In the beginning, I'm going to try to do 34 miles a day, and that's because I'm leaving from one Bitcoin conference, and I'm trying to get to another one in Austin. And to cover that ground, I need to cover 34 miles a day. So if I could do that for the rest of the trip, I'm probably going to do, you know, 20, 22 or so. But I'm going to really try to haul it for the first month.
What about time frame? When do you expect to be in San Francisco?
So I think it's going to be 4.5, 5 months. So I'll be there end of May, first part of June-ish.
What will you be doing as far aside from running? What will you be doing to raise awareness?
I'll be blogging, doing some video of what we're doing. Be stopping along the way, meeting anybody, tell them about Bitcoin, tell them about homelessness. We've got an awesome tour bus that our sponsor and partner CryptoKit has given us. So we have like basically a big old like rock and roll tour bus that says food, shelter, Bitcoin, everybody. That's the Sean's Outpost slogan. And, you know, I think it'll probably be a great conversation starter across the country.
What are you hoping people take away from it?
I'm hoping people take away from it how large an impact one person can have on the homeless issues here. A lot of times people talk to us and they're like, what can we do to get involved? And I'm like, well, go home, make a sandwich, and then go out and give that sandwich to somebody who's hungry. And they're like, no, seriously, no, what can I do? And I'm like, no, really, it's really that simple. Find a dude who's hungry and give him some food. And then if that felt pretty good, maybe next time make two sandwiches. You know, if we all did something that small, we could end a lot of these issues here. People think that you need to go through huge permitting processes, and we need to create these massive organizations. And we don't. You know, the scale can be very small. This could be one person helping one person.
Jason King is a co-founder of Sean's Outpost, a Pensacola-based advocacy group for the homeless. Jason, thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.